Charlie Dove, he drives a bus. He wears old Blakey's hat. He forgets to brake as he dreams a cake. He's such a useless broadcaster.
I've got you, butler.
Now it's 10 o'clock and we join Charles Nove at the news desk.
The Czechoslovak leader, Gustav Husák, has made it clear that any military intervention in Poland would have the support of his country. In an address to the Communist Party Congress in Prague, Mr. Husák accused the West of trying to pull Poland out of the communist community.
Radio 2, Charles Nove keeps us going.
Hello, and a good morning to you with Dire Straits.
We're going on a holiday now, going to take a miller, small sherry.
Great commotion to get us underway this Thursday morning. It's exactly 6 minutes past two, that's Dire Straits and Twisting by the Pool. Welcome along to the Thursday edition of the programme. It's you and the night and the music, Radio 2's Through the Night extravaganza, and it's Charles Nove with you till 5 o'clock this morning. Yes, the teams have changed over and I'm back after a month off, with the Thursday and Friday editions of the programme throughout the month of March, and looking forward very much to your company. Thanks for your letters welcoming me back in advance, which are much appreciated, and trying to give you a mention between now and five if you've taken the trouble to write in. Lots of interesting features as well to come, and I'll tell you about them shortly. After this, in fact. This is Stan Reynolds and his Golden Oldies, and Sweet Georgia Brown. Dan Reynolds and his Golden Oldies, putting away the walking sticks and the false teeth now, and that sweet Georgia Brown just came out for 9 minutes past two. And things to come this morning? Well, not a lot's changed, really, about the first part of the Thursday morning programme. We've got the silence at 2:30, you know, the highlight of the week's broadcasting. Radio 2, as you know, is a 24-hour radio station, except for Thursdays, when we're on the air for 23 hours and about 59 minutes. Because at 2:30, it all goes relatively quiet, and I shut up rabbiting and shut up playing the music for a little while, while we get things organised in the testing department. And that happens at 2:30. And actually, big changes have taken place with that 2:30 silence. When I was last doing this programme, back in, what was it, January, yes, at that time the silence was the responsibility of the rubber band replacement department, as I probably told you at that time. The rubber band department looked after it then. But because of its increasing importance in the Radio 2 broadcasting week, a new department's been set up, actually, to look after it. It's now the responsibility of the Broadcasting Elasticity Replenishment Team, BERT for short, and they'll be swinging into action for the first time at about 2:30 this morning, so we'll give them a big hand when they get here. I think they've done very well and deserve a big hand. And they don't come much bigger than that. Just 2:30 now on You and the Night and the Music from Radio 2, and that's time for our Voice in the Night, one Julie Dawn.
693 and 909 and FM stereo, Radio 2.
Charles Nove! Good morning!
Hope we find you in fine fettle and good spirits. Welcome to Night Ride. For Wednesday night into Thursday morning, let's have a touch of Reggie music, shall we? Here comes Bob Marley. Bob Marley and the Wailers, One Love, People Get Ready. And I was so busy getting ready that I sort of forgot to get ready. I was sitting there listening to that record. It's a great mistake you make, you see, sometimes when you're sitting doing a radio programme. Great mistake to start listening to things. I was sitting listening to that, drumming my fingers, thinking, yeah, great stuff. And then it began to occur to me that time was running out and I'd forgotten to do something. I'd forgotten to get Alison Moyet ready. But I did, just in time. Here she is now. Steal Me Blind. That's a chap called Dan Seals, a song called Late at Night, which is just about the name of the game here on Night Ride. Remember, I was telling you about the special edition for the Children in Need Day. I really do recommend you make a date in your diary to try and join Peter Dixon and myself. Promises to be quite a fun programme. We're working on several spectaculars for you, and certainly at this stage we hope to have some sponsored knife throwing on the programme, and also a bit of sponsored tap dancing. Be all right as long as the tap dancer doesn't fall into the sink. Old joke number 6342. Volume 3.
Beady down the lamb, string is not the hoople, Rachel's
More recent offerings coming next with Late Night Music from Bob Harris after the news. 88 to 91 FM, this is Radio 2 from the BBC. The news at 11 o'clock, this is Charles Nove. Rescue workers in northeastern India have recovered at least 26 bodies from a train after it was blown up by terrorists. The train had been travelling through the state of Assam on its way to Delhi when the explosion happened.
We'll have the BBC News in detail at 8 o'clock.
I was just thinking there, Charlie. You are ever the harbinger of good things.
Well, I try.
Charlie knows a ladies' man. He finds his job a drag. And that's why each night he roams the streets, looking for a better job. Big up to Wogan Show. Final week. Count your blessings. And there's another one about Charlie here. Some say that he's a gentleman. Some say that he's a wuss. But if you insult old Charlie, he'll run you over with his bus. Good morning and hearty greetings to you, Sir Togmeister, and all those lackeys who bow down to you in wonder. When Charlie Nove and Totty Lynn Bowles go forth in search of fun, it's Charlie Nove that drives the bus and Lynn who holds the funds. Out on the town they went one night. It should have been fantastic if only the bumpers on Charlie's bus had been made out of plastic. They never stop, do they?
No, they don't, and word gets around. I met some very nice people in Cheshire yesterday at Alton Park. I was declaring their bus open for business. And they were very
nervous.
You
opened a bus?
I did, yes. It's St Luke's Hospice in Cheshire, and they've got a fundraising Routemaster bus, and I had the pleasure of opening it yesterday and launching their Santa Dash. But they were very nervous because of my reputation, thanks to you. One of you, I'm not sure which, though.
In the words of Bread, the lights begin to flicker and the sound is growing dim. Talking of which, back to Edinburgh.
How appropriate, Charles.
I'll
be honest, what happened there was, obviously, the whole of Radio 2 now coming live from Edinburgh, or was, and we're really running it off, basically what is a cheap laptop from Curry's.
Ah, well, it's the cuts, you see. That's what happens.
And it just crashed and took the whole of the network. I love that the BBC is basically running off a laptop like that. I think that's... the audience, though, hello. Thank you. Manfully stayed with us, Charles. As that
new
was
batteries, please.
Yeah. So basically, what happened on the laptop was a thing came out, just said, click this balloon to fix this problem. Everyone was, there were people clicking the balloon. The problem wasn't fixed. But Charles, we're back on now.
Good luck.
It's all happening.
Try not to break it again.
I'll do my best. Thank you, Charles, for running the shop there.
BBC News at 10 o'clock. This is Charles Nove. Relatives of the family, of which three members were shot dead in the Alps, have travelled to France. Two close members of Saad al-Hilli's family, a man and a woman, along with a British social worker, are in Annecy. They're expected to meet the four-year-old survivor of the attack later today. The weather, much of England and Wales will enjoy warm sunshine. It'll be cloudier in the north, with patchy rain in the west and more persistent rain for the Northern Isles. It'll brighten up later in Northern Ireland and southwest Scotland. BBC News at 3 minutes past 10. I've been Charles Nove. Next news at 11. Charles Nove.